Eva's Journey, written by Judy Carton and read by Caroline Lennon. Chapter 1. What about bowling? Suggested Mum. Or you could go to the cinema. I laughed so much that my mascara started to run. That's so last year, I scoffed. Bowling and cinema parties are for losers. I want a pamper party. Pamper parties are where it's at these days. I'm not really sure, began Mum. I didn't care that Mum wasn't sure. I was sure, and that was all that mattered. So, when my 12th birthday came around, I treated 15 of my best friends to a super luxurious pamper day in a fancy hotel near my house. It was totally, totally fantastic. First of all, we had a swim. When we were tired of swimming, we lay on loungers by the side of the pool, reading glossy magazines and talking about stuff. After that, it was time to get our hair and faces done. When my hair was blow-dried, all the other girls said it made my new highlights look really cool. My favourite part of the day was when we got our nails painted. Everyone else had to settle for a boring old French manicure, but because I was the birthday girl, I got super cool gel nails with a perfect tiny crystal set into each one. After that, my mum picked us up, and we went to my all-time favourite restaurant for a pizza. I couldn't eat very well because, trust me, it is not easy to hold a pizza without damaging your new gel nails. I didn't care, though. It's important to get your priorities right. When there was nothing left except crusts of pizza and half glasses of flat lemonade cocktails, the lights went dim, and one of the waiters carried out the biggest birthday cake I have ever seen. It said, "Happy Birthday, Eva," in huge silver letters, and there were sparklers all around the edge. Everyone said stuff like, "Ooh," and "Ah," and "Wow." By this time, I was smiling so much I thought my face was going to crack open. I so love being the centre of attention. My friends had only sung the first line of Happy Birthday when the sparklers set off the fire alarms and we all had to run outside screaming. I didn't mind. It made sure that no one would forget my party. Ever.